damn, yo, my nigga, yo. I apologize, yo. I'm sorry, yo. I know I fucked up over the years, yo. I'm sorry, yo. Just stop this shit, yo.
All right.
Fuck! Yo, god damn, yo, I'm sorry, yo.
Yeah.
I know, yo, I know.
We chilling.
I know I've been a fucked up best friend. I stopped the record. And I appreciate that shit, yo. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, yo, that I was a fucked up friend, yo. I'm sorry I left you at the mall that day, yo. I'm sorry, yo.
That was over 20 years ago. Shut the fuck up.
I'm sorry, yo. You making me pay for this shit now, yo. I'm sorry, yo. Kodak Black. Fuck you, nigga. This shit was the worst shit ever. I'm expecting some fucking trap shit. This was some bullshit. Heartbreak Kodak, nigga, you was breaking my fucking heart listening to this shit. All 14 fucking songs, 17 fucking songs of this shit. This shit was getting on my fucking nerves. Fuck this shit. Lil Wayne, nigga, I should smack the shit out of you for even entertaining the fact of being a fucking feature on there.
So the problem is...
But the problem is fucking Kodak fucking Black, nigga.
He made Lil Wayne sound worse.
Yeah, and I lost respect for fucking Lil Wayne for that shit.
No, you can't.
I'm sorry, nigga, I lost all fucking respect for Lil Wayne for that shit, for being on some fucking Kodak Black shit.
Kodak Wayne.
For this bullshit. And Jay, I'm sorry, yo. I know I fucked up over the years being your best friend. I'm sorry, yo. Don't shoot me in the face tonight. Pill, I'm sorry, yo, because I don't know who the fuck picked this shit.
You did, motherfucker.
I picked this?
Yeah.
Nigga, if you kill me tonight, yo, I respect you on that shit, yo. I get it, yo. If you kill me tonight, yo, I'm not going to be mad at you, yo. If you shoot me in the back of the head walking to the truck, yo, I get it. I understand. Fuck this shit, yo. This shit was fucking horrible from fucking start to finish. This was the longest... Fuck all this bullshit. This was the longest CD that I had to fucking listen to, even though it was 17 songs. Cause, nigga... Oh, pardon me. You made it enjoyable. Because I thought, fuck this shit, yo. Nigga, I'm...
All right. That was funny. So, going into this project...
Yeah!
Going into this project, I was very disappointed.
Going into this project, zeros all across the board except the artwork, which is a 5.
It was at this moment that he knew he fucked up.
Wow. Alright, so even you jumped out the window in that perspective. Alright, so the only thing I want to say is that I was in the car listening to this is the first thing I listened to. And
you still got your car.
My home.
You still got your car, yo.
This nigga.
So my homeboy was in the car.
Do you still have your car, my nigga?
My car is I still have my car.
Can you close the window, please?
Yo, yeah,
you wearing a sweatshirt. Take your sweatshirt off. I ain't got no damn sweatshirt on. Thank you.
So I was listening to it, and before I pressed play, my homeboy was like, "Yeah, yo, you really gonna like that Kodak shit?" And I said, "All right."
Yo, your homeboy need to get shot in the fucking face.
Because he had
double tap.
He hadn't heard this album yet. He was like, "Yo, Kodak is dope. I like Kodak. You gonna like it too?" And I said, "All right." Again, this is one of those projects where if it wasn't for this show, I would have never pressed play. So thanks, Will. But I pressed play.
Like I said, yo. If you shoot me in the back of the head going to the truck, yo, I get it, yo. I'm not even going to be mad at you, yo. I deserve that.
I press play, and my homeboy says some real disrespectful shit. He said, yo, Kodak is is Florida's little Boosie.
Yo.
Hold on. I said,
fuck
yo.
Who the fuck is your homeboy, yo? You need to stop being homeboy with that nigga, yo.
And I said, yo.
So who is your homeboy? You need to stop being homeboys with that.
Listening to the first track, I say, yo, I want you to know that you really disrespected Boosie just now by that statement. Off time. Yo,
who's your homeboy? Because I need to shoot that nigga in the fucking face.
I wanted to. But so so the problem with this project is it wasn't
the
audible.
Problem with the project, nigga, is the shit fucking exists.
That's true.
That's
too.
The problem with the fucking project.
It wasn't audible whatsoever. Like I said, when Will was talking, he had Wayne on here, made Wayne sound worse. You know what I'm saying? Wayne was supposed to make the project relevant, and Wayne made the Kodak made Wayne sound bad on the project, which dragged the project down further. Yeah. So this
Let me tell you something, After, in the middle of listening to this shit, I was looking for some fucking rope that I can hang myself from a lift, yo.
I was, and when it went
this
off.
This shit was fucking horrible. I don't know why you're sitting there going into this shit. This shit is fucking bullshit.
Well, we gotta kill time. So
fuck time.
So
we really don't.
This is bullshit. Heartbreak Kodak. Yes, nigga. Your album title is 100%, nigga. You broke my fucking heart. I'm thinking of some trap shit. No, it wasn't. It was listening to you cry for 17 fucking songs. You brought Lil Wayne down, nigga. I should smack you in your fucking face for that shit.
So,
what?
With all the alcohol-fueled anger.
No, it wasn't alcohol-fueled.
The reason why...
This shit has been fucking brewing.
The reason why we are not as happy or satisfied with the Kodak Black project is it's inaudible. He's very... The tracks are slow. Now, he's got some great production on here. You know what I mean? Because, like, I've noticed how 18 times... on this whole project, the Beatles start, and I'm like, damn, this shit kind of hard. And then it'll be some hard ass groove, and then
he start talking.
Hold on, this is what happens. What the fuck is every fucking song is him just whining inaudibly and talking about now. He's had some bars because I'm listening because I'm really trying to figure out what he's saying. He drops some hard bars here and there.
How many times did you listen to it?
No. I'm saying I listened to the whole thing. It's just it took so long. Once. I did a one through. I did not listen any more than that. But in the first listening to it, it's so slow. You can't help but hear what he's saying. He ain't rapping fast or complicated. And it may be a little it's inaudible because he's whining. But I picked up on some things. He spit some bars, but...
The nigga
it's annoying.
Sounds like a rape dog.
It is. It does sound like he's really high and drunk. It does sound like he's, you know, he falls off beat. He'll just stop rapping randomly. There's so much stuff on here that does that I'm just like, wow, he has the potential to be something great. But he's got a... I love him when he has upper tempo tracks. This whole project of like slow, simple joints, not going in for me. Like, I listened to some other projects that I really rock with. This one is complete Garbino. His approach to it, Garbino. I understand that he was trying to do love records and he's supposed to do this and that. Did not, no mission accomplished, y'all. He did a fucked up job.
Bitch, stay off that
blow. The best part of this project is that it ended.
Facts.
Yeah.
I will 100% agree with you.
It was extremely too long.
And to make it even easier.
And the fucked up part, it was only like 14, 17 songs.
No, it was like 18 tracks. So, like, at the end of the day, and I think my brethren will understand. It's like lyrics.
Bitch, stay off that blow.
Zero. Production.
Bitch, stay off that blow.
All right, you got 4 mics. I can't. Yeah. I can't fuck. All right. I can't front. That shit was hard. But as far as like the Florida project.
Bitch, stay off that blow.
Zero. The artwork on the project.
I give it a 5.
No, I'm not doing that.
Because I get it. Heartbreak coded. You know, you got Cupid and all that. He's supposed to be Cupid. I get
it
that.
At least a 3. Y'all
overall project.
Bitch.
Zero. That's all we got to say about it. So, with that being said,
didn't mean to end the night early.
I mean,
but we're sorry.
We can talk about what's next week.
Yeah. So, like, what we got next coming up next week is a very interesting lineup. Let me check because I know Pill posted in the group chat just a few minutes ago, and I just made some changes.
And unfortunately, fam, we don't have any R&B because ain't nobody put nothing out yet.
Shit, we can always do that Chris Brown.
That's not gonna happen. We can do the K Michelle.
No.
Fuck that. I ain't doing that.
Who gives a fuck? First of all, that K Michelle album is so old, nigga. That shit came out so long ago.
Chris Brown is old too.
Nigga, can you put the new records in the group chat, nigga?
I asked what the name of it was.
the name of what?
Name of the Young Dolph. What's the name of the Young Dolph?
Yo, this shit is called Niggas Die Every Day.
Right. B.
God damn. So we got
unless you want to sit there and do this.
We got Black Youngster.
Since they sit there and drop a whole bunch of singles.
Somebody just recently dropped the album.
Unless you want to reveal a bunch of singles.
Nah, no, that's whack. And then the last one is, I forgot what it was. Who? Currency. Yeah. So Black Youngster 223. We got Tekashi 6ix9ine, Dates 69. We got Tyga, Kyoto, and we got Young Dolph.
You can tell Pill picked that shit.
I actually wanted to hear it too. I wanted to listen to it too. Yeah, once again, this will be another project that you're going to fucking love, but you're sitting here hating right now because you've never given Tyga 2 fucking seconds. You know what I'm saying? And that's the fucking problem with most of America. Like, niggas, it'd be hard-ass artists that niggas do not want to give any fucking love to. Young Dolph, niggas die every day. And it's called Spring Collection. And of course, the big homie, now, Currency.
Now, I'll tell you this. Spring. If Currency ranks supreme out of all the other joints, I'm fucking everybody up in here except Jay.
So let's go into I want to play this record, and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna talk about it since we talking about doing single reviews.